the basketball here. Kim Moreno will bring it up. Right-hand corner. Kick it up. Hubbard, top of the key for three. They need one, and they get one. Whitney Hubbard knocks down the first three of the ball game for Elm Creek.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs welcome in the Elm Creek Buffaloes. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Here's Janicek trying to go one-on-one off the dribble. Dishes it off of the baseline to Reese. Back up top. Pritchard for three more, and three more in the bank for Caleb Pritchard. He's 2 of 2 beyond the arc, and Pleasanton takes the early six-point lead.
Tonight's boys' contest features a pair of teams that are red-hot this month, while the girls are looking for another win before the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. It's the Bulldogs and the Buffaloes coming up next. But first, it's a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with ESPN's Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Friday Night Basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are in Pleasanton for a girls and boys basketball doubleheader featuring the Bulldogs and the Elm Creek Buffaloes in this Fort Kearney Conference matchup. Girls game up first. JVs have just wrapped up their play here, and if any of that is an indication, we might get some points on the board from our two games here tonight. Pretty high scoring on the boys' side. Girls, the numbers aren't quite as many for Pleasanton and Elm Creek this year. A lot more on the Elm Creek side of things, as they are a D1 school this year. They've bounced back and forth between D1 and C2. They come in at 5-7. They did win two of their last three. Got beat by Kennesaw last week, though, and have some games that are winnable. They have Pleasanton and Overton and then go into the conference tournament. So Coach Michael Ford trying to battle away through injuries here. He's lost Stacia Samuelson. He's been without a variety of kids throughout the year. Kind of gets one back and loses another is what he has told us is the way the year has gone. So we'll see if they can get things going and get a victory tonight. Pleasanton played last night against state-rated Ansley and led that ball game early on, was in the ball game. It was a three-point game about midway through the fourth quarter, but they could not hang on and pull the upset, and Ansley went on and picked up the victory in that ball game last night. So we'll see if they can get that same effort on back-to-back nights. It is Pleasanton and Elm Creek. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio. We'll be back with the starting lineups right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton, with features including a kids menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
Welcome back to Pleasanton High School, where tonight's basketball doubleheader is about ready to get underway between the Bulldogs and Elm Creek. Boys game will be second here. Girls game is up first. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of our customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. First off, for the visiting Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, number 23 is a 5'5" junior, Haley Boston. Number 25 is a 5'6" senior, Amanda Johns. Number 33 is a 5'5" senior, Aisha Burke. Number 35 is a 5'6 senior, Angela Berkey. And number 43 is a 5'9 senior, Danny Coons. Head coach of the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes is Michael Ford, assisted by Jade Meads. Everybody knows Jade, the All-Stater at Elm Creek and Division II All-American at UNK. Elm Creek 5-7 on the season. Now for the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, number 10 is a 5'2 junior, Kelly Bauer. Number 12 is a 5'2 junior, Courtney Dowell. Number 20 is a 5'9 senior, Nicole Rasmussen. Number 22, 5'1 freshman, Mallory Pates. And number 34, a 5'6 sophomore, Brenna Siebert. The head coach of the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs is Brenda Pates, assisted by Cassie Shoopy. Pleasanton 2-12 on the season, and that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we'll be back with more after this timeout.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Ag West.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark, your New Tech Seed dealers, wish the kids the best of luck in tonight's game as they're proud to support all of our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. Don't forget all the games are always available on the web, ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. With you on ESPN Radio tonight, the home white and red trim for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, the dark blue and white and gold trim for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Pleasanton will move from right to left, Elm Creek from left to right as you view it along your radio dial as we get things underway here tonight. Elm Creek 5-7, trying to get to 500 before the conference tournament. Jumping center Danny Coons and Nicole Rasmussen, and the opening tip is going to fall into the hands of the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And Elm Creek's going to come out and play a little man-to-man. It looks to start the ball game, and immediately driving the baseline right side, Siebert got a good look, but the shot won't go, and the rebound brought down by Boston. Haley will push it up with the left hand. It also looks like man-to-man to start things off here for Pleasanton. Now they switch into a zone. They just tried to pick people up when they came across the timeline as Danny Coons dumps it into the corner for the jumper from 15 by Boston. No good. Rebound comes down to Dowell. Courtney will get out of there with it, and Elm Creek will drop back defensively. So they'll go man. Pleasanton will go zone, skip pass to Siebert, dribbles to the right elbow and kicks it back out to Courtney Dowell. Dowell, one dribble back up top. They go to Mallory Pates. Over to Siebert. She's got an open three, fires it, and hits it. And Pleasanton is on the board with Brenna Siebert's three-point bucket. And they have the early lead by a score of 3-0. Elm Creek up the floor with it. Brings it to the left key. Try to get it inside. Looking for Coons. They'll go right-hand quarter. They'll try a three with Burke. She's been a starter for 3 years. Missed it. Got her own rebound. Missed it again. And then a third time, she'll be fouled. So Burke will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws here on our first foul of the game, which goes against Courtney Dowell, her first. Kelly Bauer back in the lineup here recently for Pleasanton after getting hurt before the holidays and has been able to play here since then as the free throw is up and in for Aisha Burke. Elm Creek's first point of the ball game comes from the free throw line. We're just underway in our Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader tonight. Glad you're along with us. As always, a big thank you to the many sponsors tonight. Second free throw won't go. Coons jumps in there, though, and got the rebound. Danny's going to kick it out for a jumper that will not fall. Got another rebound. Coons puts it up in traffic, won't go. Another offensive board. Amanda Johns and her shot won't go. And now it's pulled down by Courtney Dowell. So many opportunities for Elm Creek, and they couldn't find one to fall through. So the ball will belong to the Bulldogs. And Mallory Pates gets it over to Dowell off the pick on the right side. Decides to back it back out to Bauer. Seifert swings it left side to Pates. Trying to lob it inside. They've got a good pass to Rasmussen, but she missed the point-blank jumper, and off it comes. And the rebound to Amanda Johns. So Elm Creek dominating the boards early on here, but both teams have missed a couple of bunnies, and that's why the score remains 3-1. Elm Creek basketball into the front court. Here's a jumper from Burke from 17. No good, but nobody boxes her out. She'll run all the way to the other side of the court and grab the basketball. And then they throw it away, trying to make a cross-court pass to Haley Boston. Elm Creek with the first turnover of the basketball game, and it'll belong to the Bulldogs. So both teams getting in the right spots, just not able to execute the shot right now. And some backcourt pressure going to be applied here by Elm Creek. Pleasanton will get it in to Kelly Bauer, and then they'll clear it out. Elm Creek trying to decide who's covering Bauer, and it's going to be Amanda John. Bauer into the front court. Gets it to Dowell. Good ball fake. Drives right baseline. Eight-footer comes up short. No good. Rebound Elm Creek. And Dowell just got her second foul here in the early going. Trying to knock it away from Burke, who already has four rebounds. Second foul on Courtney Dowell. Pleasanton, in the games we've seen, have had a tendency to get in foul trouble. And so Mickey Ahrens, another freshman, is going to come in here for Coach Pates. 3-1 is your score. In favor of Pleasanton, they hit a three-point bucket now. At the other end, the jumper is up and in by Amanda Johns to tie the ball game up at three apiece. So 3-3 your score. Johns gets the first field goal. Pressure put on. Pleasanton trying to get through it. They do. Bauer pushes it up the floor. They've got a three-on-one. Dish it off, and a travel going to be called or just out of bounds. Whatever it was, Pleasanton is going to turn the ball over as they try to get it up the floor to Pates. The pass a little deep. Couldn't keep it in play. So back over to Elm Creek, 5:10 to go first quarter, knotted up at three. Buffaloes with the ball in the left-hand corner. Driving in is Boston, knocked out of her hands, and a three-second call going to go against Elm Creek. So Pleasanton will get the basketball. Rasmussen to throw it in as they'll get it into Kelly Bauer. Middle of the floor, perfect to break the press, and across the timeline they come. Runner is on the way. Mickey Ahrens puts the jumper up, no good. And the rebound brought down by Burke. Already 10 rebounds in 3 minutes and change here for Elm Creek. Bounce pass to the right side. Burke tries to get it into Coon. She outbattles Rasmussen for it. Puts it up. Contested shot. No good. And another foul called on the missed shot. And it's going to be called on Mickey Ahrens going over the back of Haley Boston. First foul on Ahrens. Third foul called on Pleasanton. Elm Creek ball underneath their own hoop. Drop it in on the low block to Coons. Kicks it out on the wing to Burke. Burke comes into the paint. Dishes it off right side to Johns. Johns on the low block right side. Kicks it out. Burke for three. Comes off the front of the iron. No good. Long rebound to Pleasanton. Mickey Ahrens will get out of there with it and look for a couple of teammates up the floor to Rasmussen. Rasmussen goes back door to Bauer. Couldn't catch it cleanly, and out of bounds it goes. Fundamentals are hurting right now. Both teams are getting to places. They're breaking the press. They're getting the angles to the basket, but nobody can get anything to go in. And right now, Coach Ford wants a timeout for Elm Creek. 4:19 to go in the first quarter of play. We're tied at three on ESPN Radio.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location at 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Welcome back to Pleasanton for more high school basketball on ESPN Radio with 4:19 to go here in the opening quarter. Elm Creek decides to take a timeout to attack this zone pressure a little bit better. We are tied at three. Buffalo's basketball, skip pass right side, and finding a way to catch it, Haley Boston. She'll put the jumper up. It's no good. Siebert was right there to play the defense, and a nice try by Danny Coons to run it down in the corner, but she ran out of real estate, so Kelly Bauer will pick it up and head the other way, and the ball bounces off ahead and out of bounds. Officials going to confer and say that it stays with Pleasanton. So each team with a couple of early turnovers, and the Bulldogs will have it on the baseline. Looking to throw it in is Rasmussen. Gets it into the paint. Bauer, she'll catch and shoot and score. Kelly Bauer sneaking in there. Pleasanton not tall. 5-1, 5-2, 5-2. Aarons comes off the bench 5-2. So they sneak that guard in the paint, and it sometimes surprises the defense, and that just happened. 5-3 Pleasanton. Elm Creek basketball, Angela Berkey. Berkey dribbling towards the top of the circle, swings it right side to Burke. Aisha, who had missed a few games, gets back in there. You get it to Berkey with that knee brace down to Coombs. Danny wide open, scores for Elm Creek. Ties the ball game again at 5. 3:20 to go, first quarter. Pleasanton basketball into Aarons. Aarons into the front court to Sievert. And they're going to call her for a three. She was kind of deciding what she wanted to do and must have shuffled the feet. So back over to the Elm Creek Buffaloes on the third turnover here by the Bulldogs. Don't forget more basketball tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. Kearney Catholic travels to Gothenburg for some afternoon hoops starting at 4 o'clock. Girls, the boys will follow. Elm Creek basketball, high post, trying to force it down to Coombs. Stepping in front, Aarons will take the ball away, and then a foul called on Elm Creek as they pursued. Foul will go on the Buffaloes' Danny Coons. That'll be the first foul of the game on Elm Creek. And they will take some of that pressure off here as the Bulldogs will get it in to Kelly Bauer. And Bauer will bring it across the timeline. Swing it right side, Rasmussen. Skip pass far left corner to Sievert. Dump it into Rasmussen. Rasmussen took it away from Coons. Got it knocked out of her hands as she spun towards the hoop, and Sievert picks it back up. Rasmussen will take it at the top of the circle and be fouled by Danny Coons on a 15-footer from the left elbow. Coons with her second straight foul, and to the line to shoot a pair of free throws will be Nicole Rasmussen. We'll have some substitutions coming in between the free throw attempts. And Rasmussen puts the first free throw on the way and right through there. First point of the game for Nicole. Into the ball game for Pleasanton is going to be Mariah Zwiener. And checking in for Elm Creek is going to be Jackie Berkey. So Coons will come out with those two fouls. Now the second free throw for Rasmussen on the way, and it is good. So Rasmussen hits them both. Pleasanton 7 and Elm Creek 5. Pleasanton got a good start against Ansley last night. They're off to a good start here. Of course, last night they were on the road. Tonight they're at home. Elm Creek basketball to Burke. Thought about the three. Bauer got a hand on her face, so she'll pass it into the corner to Berkey. Berkey tries to work her way into the paint and gets a foul called. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul is going to be on Pleasanton's Nicole Rasmussen, her first. And at the line to shoot two will be Angela Berkey. Berkey with that brace on the right knee. Gets set, puts it up, and short, no good. Has a second free throw coming. Also tomorrow, we've got college basketball here for you. Number one, Ohio State, in action against Illinois. Free throw is up and in. That's at 11 a.m. in the morning. Free throw good by Berkey, and it makes it 7-6 Pleasanton with 2:20 to go here in the first quarter as Bauer will push the ball up the floor. Back out to Aaron, swings it left side to Zwiener, lobs it down for Rasmussen. The ball deflected out of bounds by Elm Creek's Jackie Berkey. So obviously Pleasanton has been trying to get it into Rasmussen. She's had it knocked away a couple times. She's caught it a couple times, got fouled, and also missed a short jumper. The inbounds pass comes to Page. She's going to try a three-pointer from the left corner. No good. Ball falls into the hands of Berkey. And Elm Creek will try again, looking for their first lead of the ball game. Get the ball up front to Boston. And then turns and kicks it back out. Thought she was going to take it all the way in. Down low, turnaround jumper too strong for Johns. Rebound brought down by Rasmussen and another foul. This one on the Buffaloes. Coming over the back is going to be Haley Boston. Her first and the team's third. 7-6 Pleasanton with 1:50 to go here in the first quarter of our girls game on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda along with you here. Thanks for joining us on this Friday night as the pass is telegraphed and stolen away. Elm Creek goes to the other end. The uncontested layup for Berkey is up and good. And Elm Creek takes their first lead of the ball game, 8-7. Pleasanton will push it into the front court. Try to get it over to Pates. Mallory goes up to grab it. Up top to Zwiener. Zwiener, pretty good outside shooter from what we've seen this year. Back over to Pates. Tries the baseline right side. Cut off there by Boston. Throws it over to Bauer. Bauer, right-hand corner, is going to force the jumper, and right there with a hand on her is going to be Amanda Johns. Gets her first foul, and Kelly Bauer now will go to the line and shoot two. Tomorrow we got a little high school wrestling for you. The Lou Platt Conference meet going on at Centura High School. Finals will get started between 3 and 3:30, and you can hear him on Classic Hits 98.9 as the free throw by Bauer is no good. Seaver back in for Pleasanton. Here comes Whitney Hubbard and Hadley Dyer in for Elm Creek. 1:15 to go in the first quarter. Second free throw, Bauer bouncing around, and it's in. 3 points now for Kelly, and 8-8 your score. And in the backcourt, an unforced turnover on Elm Creek. I think Asia Burke was looking for somebody to throw it to, and nobody was with her. She ended up traveling with a basketball. So Pleasanton will get the ball back. Tied at 8. Inbounds pass, trying to get it to Aarons. Trouble, they do pick it up. Now lob it down low, and it's tipped away. Well, Elm Creek has figured out what Pleasanton wants to do, and it's making it a little bit tougher to move that ball inside. Even though Pleasanton's still trying to lob it down there, Elm Creek keeps knocking it off the floor. And Pleasanton balls. Wiener to take it out. Get it into the corner to Bauer. Bauer, a couple of dribbles, double-teamed. Nice wraparound pass, and then it got away, and it's going to go in the backcourt for an over and back. That'll be the fourth turnover on Pleasanton. Each team with four here in the first quarter. Just under a minute to go, tied at 8 here on ESPN Radio. Looking to throw it in is going to be Whitney Hubbard. Hubbard will bring it across the timeline, throw it right elbow. Oh, forcing the shot and getting bailed out on the foul. Jackie Berkey just caught it, turned and threw it towards the hoop, and got a very generous call and will go to the line and shoot two. Mariah Zwiener gets her first foul. And the first free throw is up and in by Berkey. 9-8 Elm Creek. And the second free throw is on the way, and it's good. So Berkey hits them both. Makes it 10-8 Elm Creek. It'll be Pleasanton basketball as we get a couple of subs in for this last 53 seconds of the quarter. A little pressure by Elm Creek in the backcourt. Pleasanton gets it to Bauer, up ahead to Aarons, way up to Zwiener. It's one-on-one. She's going to shoot a three, and it's off the mark. No good. Sievert gets the long rebound and is fouled on the putback. Could be one of those nights where we see a lot of fouls. This crew tends to do that. And another one called here. This one is going to go on Jackie Berkey. Each team with five fouls called on him here in the first quarter. And Brenna Sievert, who hit the first three of the game, now gets free throws. And the first one is up and in. Back in Rasmussen here for the Bulldogs with 41 seconds to go in the quarter. Second free throw now for Sievert. On the way, and it's good. So Brenna hits them both. We're tied again at 10. And Elm Creek gets it into the front court with 40 seconds. Burke with it up top. She'll go to Hubbard. Whitney swings it right side to Boston. Staying against this 2-3 zone. Three-pointer left wing is going to rattle in and out that time for Hubbard. And the rebound brought down by Mallory Pates. And then it's thrown away. So right back over to Elm Creek. 24 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter. Buffalo basketball underneath their own hoop. And they'll stack up on the left elbow here for the inbounds play. Over to Burke. She'll get the inbounds pass, fire the jumper up. And was it a two or a three? No signal. It looks like it's a two-point bucket for Aisha Burke. And it's 12-10, 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. The pass behind Sievert. She went and got it. Now fires from the left baseline. No good. Ball tipped into the hands of the Bulldogs. Bauer puts it up. It won't go. Loose in the corner. It's going to go out of bounds with just under 2 seconds remaining, and it's Pleasanton ball. So they've got an opportunity here to catch and shoot, see if they can get it to Zwiener with 1.8. And Rasmussen to throw it in. It is to Zwiener. Long three-pointer at the horn. Off the front of the iron, no good. And that brings us to the end of the first quarter of play. It is Elm Creek 12, Pleasanton 10. You're listening to High School Hoops on ESPN Radio.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Ready to get our second quarter underway here. I want to thank Athletic Director Ricky Wesson and the entire Pleasanton crew for their hospitality as Elm Creek has a two-point lead and will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. 12-10. Elm Creek basketball, they'll work it over to the left wing. Burke has it, couple of dribbles, left-hand jumper, up and in. Goes from that left elbow, and Aisha Burke now has 5 points to lead the way for Elm Creek, and they are up by four. In the first quarter, turnovers 5 for Pleasanton, 4 for Elm Creek. Three-pointer on the way for Bauer is going to rattle out, no good. Rebound brought down by Danny Coons. 12 rebounds in the first quarter for Elm Creek, 8 for Pleasanton. 3-point shooting Elm Creek, 0 of 3, Pleasanton 1 of 4. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 Elm Creek, 5 of 6 Pleasanton. And right now Elm Creek has the ball to the right wing. The jumper by Berkey is up and in. A little run going right now by Elm Creek. They lead it 16-10 after this ball game was tied at 8. A little 8-2 run to go up by 6. Into the front court with it is Dowell. She was down quite a bit in the first quarter with two fouls, just like Danny Coons was. They each have two fouls. And a travel going to be called on Pleasanton, and a timeout going to be called. So Elm Creek has upped their defense here, and Coach Brenda Pates wants to take a timeout. With 6:58 to go in the first half of play, it is now Elm Creek 16 and Pleasanton 10. We'll be right back on ESPN Radio.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to Pleasanton High School on this Friday night. Classic Hits 98.9 has hockey tonight. Tri-City Storm at 7:15 at Fargo. Tonight, our basketball on ESPN Radio. Elm Creek has the basketball out of the Pleasanton timeout. Fires right away from Boston. Shot no good. Siebert battles in there and gets the rebound. Pleasanton doing a little bit better job on the boards as the game has progressed here. Elm Creek was just dominating that in the first 4 minutes. Here's a nice pass down low. Rasmussen and Coons just got her third foul. Rasmussen got down low underneath Coons, and there was nothing Danny could do. And she backed right into her and got the foul called. That is the third on Danny Coons. And Rasmussen is going to go to the line and shoot two. She's 2 of 2 for her 2 points. Siebert leads the way with 5. Free throw is up and in. First point of the second quarter comes from the free throw line for Pleasanton, and in now for Elm Creek, Katie Meyer. 5'8 junior will replace Coons. Second free throw, it is good. So Rasmussen hits them both, and it's now 16-12 Elm Creek. Buffalo long pass into the front court to Boston, then they'll settle it down to Burke, over to Burkey. Skip pass across the zone to Boston. Left wing comes to the baseline, forces the jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to Mallory Pates. Pace with her second board will also bring the ball across the timeline here for the Bulldogs. Now needs some help. Swings it over to Dowell. Bauer out there as well. Original five starters. Now it's knocked away. Turnover Pleasanton. Elm Creek trying to go to the other end. Boston. And a foul called on Pates. First foul on Mallory Pates and two free throws now coming up for Elm Creek. Haley Boston looking for her first points of the basketball game. And the free throw is on the way and no good. Now checking in for Pleasanton will be Alyssa Stubbs. 5'4 sophomore will check in. And Pates will check out. Second free throw now for Boston. On the way, and it's too strong. Rebound comes down to Nicole Rasmussen, her second of the ball game. Pretty well spread out when it comes to the rebound so far for Pleasanton. Bulldog basketball, Stubbs open, drives to the left baseline, tries to wrap around to Sievert, knocked out of there, and out of bounds off of Elm Creek. So Pleasanton will maintain possession. Katie Meyer originally reached in there and deflected the ball away. So Pleasanton will inbound it in the corner. Substitution will check in, Mickey Ahrens. And coming out will be Kelly Bauer. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll have all the first half stats for you. And a preview of the boys' game. Elm Creek coach Tanner Cavity will join us to talk about the boys' contest coming up. They've got a good winning streak going, and Pleasanton walks with a basketball. Third turnover of the quarter, eighth of the ball game for the Bulldogs. 5:45 to go here first half. Elm Creek 16 and Pleasanton 12. Buffalo basketball, they hustled across the timeline, then wait for everybody. Not much attacking in transition. Burke, three-pointer, top of the circle is up and in. Aisha Burke now with 5 1/4 and 8 in the game. And the lead is up to 7 at 19-12. Elm Creek starting to shoot the ball pretty good. And a foul way out away from the basket, and that means a 1-1. Both teams are in the 1-1 the rest of the way. Mickey Ahrens got trapped, and the foul called on Elm Creek. Amanda Johns, her second. And Ahrens will go to the line looking for her first point of the ball game with a 1-1. Jackie Berkey returns the lineup for Elm Creek. And the first free throw coming up here for Ahrens on the way. And front of the iron won't go. Ball comes down to Katie Meyer. Elm Creek has it. Meyer gives it off to Johns, over to Bork. Burke comes in, 14-footer, right elbow, no good. Ball's tipped out long, and winning the race to it is Haley Boston. She'll drive in, take a 10-footer. It skips out, no good. Stubbs got the board for Pleasanton. Looks for one of her guards and gets it there to Ahrens, who fires it ahead to Sievert. Brenna brings it into the front court, stops there when she does. Gives it off to Courtney Dowell against this man-to-man defense, and Dowell's going to be called for the push-off, and now she has three. Burke was guarding her, and as she tried to take her to the hoop, she just kept that off-arm out there, kept pushing away, and Burke fell, and they called the charge. Back into the ballgame, Kelly Bauer for Pleasanton, and Angela Berkey for Elm Creek, so you got Angela Berkey, Jackie Berkey, Amanda Johns, also on the floor, Boston and Burke. Elm Creek ball up by 7 now, forced the pass inside, and it's knocked away. A travel going to be called on Pleasanton as they jump on the ball on the ground, so Elm Creek gets to keep it, and they'll take it out right in front of the Pleasanton bench. Berkey will throw it into the backcourt to Aisha Burke. And they'll get their offense going. 19-12, Elm Creek, 4:35 to go here in the second quarter. Working around the perimeter against the zone. Nice backdoor cut over to the right side. Short jumper, Angela Berkey up and in. Simply throwing over the top of the press. And now the lead is out to 9. It's a 13-4 run here by Elm Creek. Here comes Pleasanton to the left-hand corner with it. His stub, trap, ball knocked away. Another Pleasanton turnover. And the long outlet pass, Elm Creek going to pull up, take a short jumper off the glass and score, Amanda Johns. Good transition bucket there, and Pleasanton wants to call a full-length timeout. So a big run being put on right now by the Elm Creek Buffaloes. After we were tied at 8, they've won on a 15-4 run. And with 3:59 to go in the first half of play, it is Elm Creek 23, Pleasanton 12. We'll be back in a minute on ESPN Radio.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See KappaGrains.com.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace? See KappaGrains.com.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back to ESPN Radio's coverage of high school basketball with 4 minutes to go. Pleasanton called the timeout and immediately turned it over. So they got out to a good start again tonight, but now things have really hit a brick wall here at home for the Bulldogs, and Elm Creek leads it by 11, 23-12. Buffaloes with the basketball. Swing it over to Aisha Burke. Burke dumps it into the corner to Berkey. Jackie and Angela are both in the ball game. Now Burke takes the left corner jumper from 18 and knocks it down. Aisha Burke starting to score. 10 in the ball game for her, and it's 25-12. And up the floor with it is going to be Pleasanton, and a reach-in foul going for the steal on Elm Creek. Another one-and-one situation coming up. And now waiting for the official to tell us who the foul was on, and was talking to the coach there for a while. Now he had to find out again who he called it on. Amanda Johns has three. Coons has three. For Pleasanton, Dowell has three. And the free throw is up and in by Brenna Sievert. She's got 6 points. All free throws here in this quarter for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Second free throw short. And the ball comes down to Angela Berkey. Mariah Zwiener is into the ball game for Pleasanton. Up the floor with it is going to be Burke. Over to Berkey. Angela fires it left side to Boston. She'll force the jumper up, and another foul going to be called on Pleasanton. And it's a lot of foul fest going on here. It's going to go on Mickey Ahrens, her second. Two free throws coming up for Haley Boston. Missed a couple earlier in the quarter. Very young team for Coach Pates. Rasmussen, the only senior, as the free throw is no good. A roster full of freshmen and sophomore. One senior, two juniors. Everybody else freshman and sophomore for Pleasanton. Mostly juniors and seniors on this Elm Creek team. The only sophomore on the roster is Jackie Berkey. Second free throw also missed by Boston. The rebound brought down by Brenna Sievert. Sievert will give it off to Ahrens, and across the timeline she'll come with a left-hand dribble. Reaching in, trying to poke it away, Berkey. Ahrens got it back. And gives it to Sievert. One dribble. Back to the baseline. Rasmussen's wide open if they can get it to her. Now back out to Sweener, who backs up to shoot the three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Burke. Baseball pass to the other end. And they can't get there in time. It's going to be turned over and taken right back underneath the hoop. Then Sweener blocked the shot, and they called her for a foul. All right. Elm Creek turned it over. Pleasanton gave it back. Sweener with the foul. Her second. And two more free throws for Boston. First one is on the way, and it's in and out, no good. Here comes Mallory Pates back into the ball game with 2:39 to go in the first half. 25-13 Elm Creek. Second free throw now for Boston. On the way, and finally got one to go. And it's 26-13. Back into the ball game, Hadley Dyer for Elm Creek. And Pleasanton will have the basketball here. Against full court pressure, looking for their first bucket of the second quarter. They'll get it into Bauer, who is being harassed in the backcourt, and a foul. So we'll walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1. Foul is going to be called on Elm Creek's Hadley Dyer. And at the other end, Bauer, who's 1 of 2 at the line, 3 points, will shoot the 1-1. And the first free throw is on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Dyer, who just committed the foul. Hadley will clear it out to Whitney Hubbard, who's checked in, over to Berkey. Angela into the paint, dropped the ball. Now it's being kicked around. and a jump ball call. The arrow points the way of Pleasanton. So Elm Creek gives it up with 2:23 to go here in quarter number two. Coming up at the half, Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Elm Creek coach Tanner Cavity will join us to talk about the boys' game. As Rasmussen throws the ball in, it'll end up in the hands of Mallory Pates. Tries to get it to Zwiener. Can't handle it. Going to be taken away by Haley Boston. And another turnover here for Pleasanton. 2:11 to go in this first half. Kick it out for a three. Whitney Hubbard, no good. Rebound brought down by Pates. Third rebound by Mallory Pates. And now she's in trouble in the backcourt and going to be tied up by Dyer. And then that means Elm Creek gets the ball as we just had a jump ball. Back into the ball game, Stubbs for Pleasanton and Aisha Burke for Elm Creek. Looking to throw it in will be Whitney Hubbard. Swing it over to the left side into the hands of Boston. Back up top, Berkey. Playing catch with Boston into the corner to Burke. Now coming on the low post. Zwiener blocks the shot in there of Whitney Hubbard. First block shot of the game. That wasn't called a foul anyway. Stubbs up the floor they go to Rasmussen. Backside, Zwiener the trailer. Puts it up from seven, no good. Two teammates fight for the loose ball. Rebound to Siebert. And Brenna will be fouled. It's going to be called on Haley Boston. Might come down to which team has the deeper bench. A lot of fouls have been called here in this first half. Pleasanton was hitting their free throws early. Let's see if they can continue to do it. Siebert gets two, the first one good. Brennan out 4 of 5 at the line, has 7 points to lead the Bulldogs, but they still are without a bucket here in the second quarter. Second free throw, also good. So Pleasanton has 15 points. 10 of those are from the free throw line and a three-point bucket. Burke breaks the pressure, comes into the paint, kicks it off on the right wing to Berkey with a minute and a half to go. Angela will put the runner up and in. 6 in the quarter, 9 in the game for Angela Berkey, 28-15. Elm Creek leading it by 13 points as Stubbs gets around some pressure, comes into the front court, trapped on the sideline, needs some help, just kind of throws it up for grabs. Still loose. Where's the jump ball now? And a timeout going to be called. Elm Creek wrestled the ball away on the baseline and then got a timeout called. With 1:06 to go here in the first half of play, it is Elm Creek 28 and Pleasanton 15.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. You're listening to High School Hoops on KXPN AM Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Doug Duda with you, 1:06 away from the half. Elm Creek has pulled away here in the second quarter. It was a two-point game after one, and now they have a 13-point lead, putting up 16 points so far here in the quarter. 1 minute to go. Elm Creek gets it into the right-hand corner, and a travel going to be called to give it back over to Pleasanton. And Mickey Ahrens is going to re-enter the ball game here, and Zwiener will check out for the Bulldogs. Elm Creek with this lead, I think taking the chance by putting that pressure on. They didn't necessarily do that much when the game was close. Stubbs now has the basketball to Rasmussen, still in the backcourt. Gets it up to Bauer. Bauer comes right side on Boston. Boston reaches in and knocks it out of bounds. Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop with 45 seconds to go in the half. They'll lob it into the right-hand corner to Stubbs. Back over to Bauer. Bauer guarded there by Hubbard. To Siepert. Pleasanton just needs to get a good shot. Bauer drives, gets clocked on the way to the hoop, and she's going to shoot two. Kelly Bauer got around her defender and then went into the paint to the land of the Giants, and Angela Berkey commits her first foul. 33 seconds to go, and Pleasanton trying to keep some points on the board from the free throw line, and Bauer's first free throw is no good. Has another one coming, one of four at the line now for Kelly Bauer. Second free throw, around and out, no good. Ball loose on the floor, and still loose. We're going to get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Pleasanton as Bauer was tied up down low by Hadley Dyer. Still 27 seconds to go here in the first half. Pleasanton throws it in, deflected to Stubbs, and she's called for the travel. Elm Creek's defense really picking up, but Pleasanton has turned it over 10 times in this quarter. A little bit more of what we saw from the Bulldogs at the start of the season. It seemed like they had been playing better ball as of late, and they did in the first quarter. Elm Creek has it with 15 seconds to go in the half. Right-hand corner, Berkey throws over the top of the zone for a 15-footer that's up and in by Whitney Hubbard. Hubbard gets her first bucket, 8 seconds to go. Pleasanton, midcourt. They'll get it up to Stubbs with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and they're not going to get a shot away. That is the end of the first half of play, and Elm Creek has taken over here in the second quarter. At the half, your score is Elm Creek 30 and Pleasanton 15. We'll be back with more high school basketball after this on ESPN Radio.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. Doug Duda with you here as it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. They'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Halftime of our girls game, it is Elm Creek 30 and Pleasanton 15. Elm Creek outscoring Pleasanton 18-5 there in the second quarter, and all of Pleasanton's points came from the free throw line. Well, coming up next, and we'll look at the stats here a little bit for you, but coming up next, a boys contest that could maybe signal a little changing in the guard, and it would definitely shake up the seeds for the conference tournament in a week as Elm Creek brings a 5-game winning streak in against the 10-3 Pleasanton Bulldogs. Oh, yeah, 4. They gave you a win on that canceled game, Tanner, but it's a 4-game winning streak. And nonetheless, the head coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes, Tanner Cavity, joins us here. And coach, a winning streak after a losing streak. You never want the losing streak, but at least things have turned around here in 2011 for you.
Yeah, we've had some young kids grow up a little bit. We knew early in the season we'd have some ups and downs, playing one senior, some juniors, some sophomores, and some freshmen. So, you know, it was kind of a learning progression. And because of some of those losses we had during the year, we've learned from it, watched film, and we've progressed nicely since.
3-3 going into the holiday tournament, and because of the weather, you guys didn't get to play the second day against Sutherland, and you gave Gibbon all they wanted. In fact, you had the double-digit lead going into the fourth quarter, as you were telling me. But that actually seemed to be the game that kind of got things turned around for you, which is strange that when you get that first game out of a 10-day break that that happens, but that is what happened.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we just went back and watched film, and it was one of those things we didn't know how to play with the lead a little bit, and there's certain situations where we could have penetrated, you know, did this or did that, and, you know, from watching that film, my young kids learned a lot from it, and one of those things where, you know, we did lose the game, but we learned a heck of a lot because of that loss, and, you know, since then, we've done a nice job since, so.
Luca Rada, the only senior that's on the roster when we're talking about a young ball club. Who has stepped in? Who are we going to be looking at? Since this is my first chance to see you, who's some of the guys that have helped turn things around?
Zach Crowley's a very gifted sophomore. He's had 16 and 18 his last two games, and he had actually a double-double last game. Jacob Bartling is a 6'2 freshman. He had 21 versus Axtell, and he had 16 and 10 also versus Kennesaw. Those are the two kids that have really offensively have stepped up for us. And Luke kind of carried us beginning of the year offensively, and since then we're becoming a little bit more multidimensional. Austin Samuelson had a great game last game defensively. And, you know, my freshman off the bench, Zach Johnson, Kyler Beck, Sean Smith, a 6'5 sophomore. And, you know, I got some other kids who I think if I brought them off the bench could do some good things. So I think we're tough to guard. We can run a lot of different stuff. We can spread the court. We can post up. So, you know, it's again, I don't think we're still playing our best basketball, which is, you know, the scary part about it. So if we could put together a four-quarter game, which tonight would be a nice night to do that, I think we're a pretty good basketball team.
Tanner Cavity, boys coach at Elm Creek, joining us here at the half of our girls game, which Elm Creek leads 30-15. Probably going to have to put together your complete game because the next 2 weeks you're going to see the toughest competition on the road tonight at Pleasanton, on the road next week at Overton, then into the conference tournament where Loomis, who you've already beat, yourself, Overton, Pleasanton, those would seem to be the teams at the top of the heap. I'm sure SEM is there, a team that you clipped earlier this year. Could be pretty competitive, but if you can get one or even two, which would, you know, shock everybody, but boy, that would sure be a slingshot into the conference tournament.
You know, this is the time of year that you want to play the good teams, and you find out what kind of a basketball team you are. And yeah, I think tonight will be a test. Pleasanton is an outstanding team. They're outstandingly coached. Reese will be a load for us to stop down low. The Pritchards, you know, they're solid basketball players. And then all three Janicek's, and then, you know, the Pates kid. I mean, they're just a solid basketball team that can, I mean, they could post you up. They can run the court. You know, they rebound very well, which is probably our biggest concern coming into this game. But, you know, these are the type of games, especially this time of the year, that you want to play. You find out what you're doing right and wrong going into conference play and then going into districts. And, you know, hopefully you can improve off those games, and hopefully you can improve with a W, too. So,
all right, buddy, we look for a great basketball game tonight. Best of luck, and thanks for giving us some time.
Appreciate it, Doug.
Tanner Cavity, head boys basketball coach at Elm Creek. They will battle Pleasanton in our next game, which will tip off a little bit after 8 o'clock. We'll take a break. Be back with the first half stats of our girls' contest after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here's a look at your first half numbers. First of all, for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, Kelly Bauer has 3 points, three rebounds. Courtney Dowell, two rebounds. Nicole Rasmussen, 4 points on 4 of 4 shooting from the line, two rebounds. Mallory Pates, three rebounds. Mickey Ahrens and Alyssa Stubbs each have one rebound. Brenna Siebert leads the team with 8 points, four rebounds. And Mariah Zwiener did get a blocked shot coming in off the bench. 8 rebounds in each quarter. Free throw shooting, been plenty of it. 5 of 6 in the first quarter. And out of 10 attempts in the second quarter, 5 of 10. So 10 out of 16 at the line. 3-point shooting, 1 of 4 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 5 in the first and 10 in the second. Pleasanton has 15 points after getting 10 in the first and 5 in the second. 16 rebounds, 10 out of 16 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from 3-point land, 1 block and 10 turnovers. Courtney Dowell, 3 fouls. Mickey Ahrens and Mariah Zwiener each have 2. For Elm Creek, Whitney Hubbard has 2 points. Jackie Berkey, 2 points and a rebound. Haley Boston, 1 point, three rebounds. Amanda Johns, 4 points, two rebounds. Hadley Dyer, two rebounds. Aisha Burke, 10 points, six rebounds. Angela Berkey, 9 points and a rebound. Katie Meyer has a rebound. And Danny Coons has 2 points and has pulled down three rebounds here in the basketball game. 12 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first quarter, 1 of 6 in the second quarter, 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second, turnovers 4 in the first and 3 in the second. Elm Creek had 12 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second at the half. The Buffaloes 30 points, 19 rebounds, 5 out of 12 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, 7 turnovers. Foul situation, Danny Coons and Amanda Johns each have 3, 2 for Haley Boston. At the half, Elm Creek 30, Pleasanton 15. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back here at Pleasanton, where we take you to the second half, and it should be Elm Creek basketball to get things underway as they move from right to left in Pleasanton, left to right, as we're ready to get this second half underway on ESPNSuperstation.com and 1460 AM. Looks like a Bulldog defense may change up. They actually have gone to a man, and Danny Coons at the top of the key. Ball fake, swings it over to Berkey. Berkey left-hand dribble into the paint, goes backside, and a travel going to be called on Amanda Johns as they try to post her up. There were a ton of whistles in the first half of play, and we'll see if that continues here. If it does, you're going to see both teams in a little bit of trouble with fouls and depth, and here's a long pass trying to get it to Rasmussen, deflected, but picked back up by the Bulldogs. Pick that basketball up and give it to Pates. Down to Rasmussen, working on Coons with the three fouls. Takes her to the hoop. Short jumper up and in. That's the right thing to do for Pleasanton. And that's the first field goal since the first quarter for Pleasanton. 30-17. Fast break the other way. Quick shot Boston. No good. Rebound brought down by Aisha Burke. And they're going to call a foul on Pleasanton. And the foul is going to go on the Bulldogs. Brenna Sievert, who looked like she had a clean block of the basketball. And that'll be her first. And Burke, who's one of two at the line, it was a game-high 10 points, makes it 11. Elm Creek is back in action 1 week from tonight at Overton. Pleasanton will be taking on South Loop. That's Callaway Arnold next Thursday here at home. And the second free throw also good for Burke. So it's 32-17. A 15-point lead, equaling the largest of the ball game for Elm Creek. Rasmussen to the front court. Sievert way out on the left wing. Back up between the circles to Mickey Ahrens. Gives it over on the right side to Kelly Bauer. Bauer dribbling. Now gets by her defender. Scoop shot. Nice play up and in for Kelly Bauer. Her second bucket has 5 points. Really was patient and then found some room on the baseline and took it in and scored. 32-19. Elm Creek double dribble, as trying to decide whether to pass it or continue to drive. Haley Boston got the ball caught on her hip, and it'll turn it over to Pleasanton. So the Bulldogs could cut it to 10 if they hit a three-pointer here. Neither team has really been outstanding from the outside, each with one three-pointer here in the basketball game. Ball between the circles to Mickey Ahrens. Swings it over to the left side to Brenna Sievert. Sievert drives baseline, takes it at Coons. There's a foul. Might be on Berkey, might be on Coons, but now the official looks at Danny Coons, and that'll be her fourth personal foul with 6:24 to go here in the third quarter of play. And at the line, Brenna Sievert to shoot two. And the first one is up and dancing off the rim, no good. So here comes Jackie Berkey in, and Coons will check out. Senior's been on the bench quite a bit tonight with foul problems. Second free throw now is on the way, and it's going to bounce in for Sievert, who has a team-high 9 points, 32-20. Elm Creek by a dozen, 6:20 to go here in the third quarter on ESPN Radio. Up the floor, Boston, the left-hand corner, kicks it back out to Angela Berkey, guarded by Rasmussen at the top of the circle. Just kind of dribbling in pace, fires it over to the one side to Jackie Berkey. Back to the free throw line, Burke open, takes the 14-footer, no good. Ball is tapped around. A nice save over there by Haley Boston. Throws it back into Berkey, who's unguarded. She'll drive it, hit the six-footer, And Angela Berkey now has 11 points in the ball game. All that on Haley Boston, though, for keeping it alive. 34-20 off the pick. Trying to find some room as Bauer picks her dribble up, though, and then ends up stepping on the sideline right in front of the Pleasanton bench. First turnover of the half on the Bulldogs, who have 16 turnovers now in the ballgame. Had 10 last quarter. Nobody really making a move. Elm Creek just steadily moving along and improving their lead in this ballgame as Berkey drives again. This time it will not fall, and Rasmussen will grab her third rebound. Give it off to Bauer, push it up the floor with a left-hand dribble. They try to trap her. She tries to get out of there by backing up. Now throws into the paint to Mickey Ahrens. Off to Pate. 17-footer rattles in and out. No good. And Jackie Berkey gets the rebound. Elm Creek wants to run. Long pass is knocked away by Kelly Bauer. Elm Creek has been really sending somebody off the shot of Pleasanton every time, doing a little cherry picking, trying to get some layups. Pleasanton's actually done a good job of getting somebody back. Off the inbounds, Burke head fake, drives right side, off the glass and in. Aisha Burke doing it the way you're supposed to, using the board, and she's got 14 points. 36-20 Elm Creek. Bulldogs get in trouble, lose the basketball away. Up the floor comes Elm Creek. Going to slow it down, give it to Burke on the left wing. Now on the low post, open for a short jumper. No good that time by Amanda Johns, and the rebound brought down by Rasmussen. So Elm Creek leaves a couple on the board right there. Back over to Pleasanton against this Elm Creek man-to-man. Pace trying to make a little room. Can't. Guarded there by Haley Boston. Back to Pace. Comes down the right baseline. Puts up the runner. It goes right to Rasmussen. She missed the jumper, and now we have got a jump ball called between Berkey and Rasmussen. And the arrow points the way of Pleasanton, and Courtney Dowell will re-enter the ball game. And for Elm Creek, here comes Hadley Dyer and Whitney Hubbard. 36-20 Elm Creek, 4:25 to go third quarter. Here on KXPN Kearney and ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug Duda with you from Pleasanton on this Friday night Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader. Try to lob it into Sievert on the inbound. They overthrow her, and Pleasanton turns it over. And Elm Creek gives it right back. Ball between the circles goes to Dowell. Swings it over to Sievert. Way over on the left side. Dumps it into the corner to Ahrens. Tries to throw it over everybody to Rasmussen, who got it, shot it, scored, and draws the foul. Nicole Rasmussen on a ball that was just kind of hot air ballooned up there. Just threw it way high in the air and let Rasmussen go get it. And it worked, and the foul on Dyler will be her second. So Rasmussen a chance for a three-point play. Puts the free throw up off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound brought down by Jackie Berkey. 36-22, Elm Creek up the floor with it. Burke knocked out of her hands, but goes right over to Dyer. Dyer kicks it back out. Right back in it goes to Hubbard. Hubbard in the land of the Giants, nowhere to go, and dribbles it into traffic, has it stolen away by Courtney Dowell. Dowell clears it out of there to Sievert. Sievert off a pick, and a blocking foul going to be called on Elm Creek. Trying to work through that pick. It's going to be called on Hadley Dyer again, it looks like. That would be her third. Although they have not posted anything on the board, it stays with Pleasanton. With 3:35 to go here in the first or in the third quarter, and the Bulldogs, everybody out at the top of the circle, trying to get a cutter or clear it out for Rasmussen. Right now they're passing it farther away. Ahrens drives, gives it to Sievert. Off the pick, comes all the way to the left side of the key, dribbles it off a leg, and out of bounds. Last touch by Pleasanton. So each team with four turnovers here in quarter number three. Back over to the Buffaloes, Elm Creek leading it by 14. Not much has went on here in this third quarter. 7 points for Pleasanton, six for Elm Creek. Burks open at the free throw line, takes the jumper, too strong. Ball hits the floor, fight for it. Mickey Ahrens wrestles it away from everybody, and it's taken away and scored by Angela Berkey. And Berkey now with 13 points, and Pleasanton wants to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor by the Bulldogs with 2:52 to go here in the third quarter of play. It is Elm Creek 38 and Pleasanton 22 on ESPN Radio.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go Ag West.
Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Back here at Pleasanton, again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops throughout the season. Not only here on ESPN Radio, but our entire network of stations. More basketball tomorrow on ESPN as Kearney Catholic travels to Gothenburg for Saturday afternoon basketball. The doubleheader begins at 4. We will be on Classic Hits 98.9 with the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament starting at approximately 3 o'clock. Pleasanton out of the timeout finds Elm Creek pressure. They are able to throw over it. And then slow it down to Mariah Zwiener. Switches with Rasmussen, who's open on the low block. Got a turnaround jumper. It won't go. Ball bounces out to Boston, her fifth rebound. And Haley will bring it across the timeline to the top of the circle. Left side of the key now. Gives it to Hubbard. Hubbard drives the right side of the key on Rasmussen. Good defense that time by Nicole. The shot is no good. Rebound brought down by Amanda Johns. Dumps it underneath. The shot won't go. And Dowell will get the rebound here for Pleasanton. 38-22 Elm Creek, 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Dowell trying to dribble through the entire Elm Creek squad here, but when she does, there's still no place to go. The first person to defend her has already wheeled her way back down the floor. Rasmussen left elbow out to Zwiener. 19-footer no good. Ball comes all the way into the corner, and boxing out the shooter, Boston gets another board. 38-22, and now a timeout Elm Creek. So whatever Pleasanton did in their last timeout, Coach Ford didn't want to wait around to change it up in the fourth quarter. So a full-length timeout for Elm Creek. 1:51 to go in the third quarter. It's still 38-22 Elm Creek.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton. With features including a kids' menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
A lot of alums in the gym for these two schools tonight. You see Brown and Axman from Pleasanton. Of course, Jade Meads, now an assistant coach with Elm Creek. And those are just a few heads that I've seen popping around here. There's many more as well for this Fort Kearney Conference battle between Elm Creek and Pleasanton. And off the inbound, Hubbard's going to dribble all the way around the right side of the perimeter. Missed the shot. Rebound, Johns kicks it out for a 19-footer that's up and in by Hadley Dyer. First bucket of the ball game for Dyer, and that makes it 40-22. Elm Creek, Pleasanton just can't get anything going offensively here. Zwiener all the way out at midcourt. Tries to make the pass to Ahrens. It's going to be deflected out of bounds, and Pleasanton turns it over for the sixth time in the quarter. And back in for the Bulldogs, Brenna Sievert, and for Elm Creek, Angela Berkey. Elm Creek has Hubbard, Boston, Berkey, Burke, and Johns on the floor here with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Leading it by 18, 40-22. Boston with it, top of the circle, dribbles it into the paint, then off her leg. Ball's loose on the floor, and we're going to get a tie-up. And the arrow points the way of Elm Creek. Sievert able to change the arrow for Pleasanton, but it will stay Buffalo basketball on their own baseline. Johns to throw it in with a minute 7 to go here in the third quarter. Throws it all the way out top. Boston looks for a play to get set here. Back to Berkey. I think they're trying to get Hubbard free, but Ahrens is right on her. So now Berkey decides to drive. Left side of the key. Pick the dribble up. Needs some help. Sievert on her. Gets it out to Boston. Boston back up top. Hubbard swings it to the right side against the man-to-man. Dump it down on the low block. Looking for some room. Johns. Good defense by Rasmussen. The shot off the mark. Had no choice but just kind of throw it up there, and Dowell will get the loose ball. Rasmussen not letting much happen now. down on the paint. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Aaron swings it to Sievert. It's going to be knocked away out of bounds by Angela Berkey. And Mallory Pates returns to the lineup here for the Bulldogs. 29 seconds remains in the quarter. Rasmussen will come out for a little extra rest before the fourth quarter begins. Pleasanton looked like they were going to put some points on the board to start this quarter, but again, they went on a long drought, but on 22 forever as Aarons gives it to Dowell. Left corner, 15-footer off the rim, twice won't go. Rebound, Hubbard had it as she heads up the floor. She loses the basketball, and Pleasanton gets it back with 12 seconds, and now Hubbard steals it away, heads to the other end. The layup is no good. The follow is going to be a foul. Haley Boston will go to the line. She's just one of six from the line, but she was there for the offensive board, and Courtney Dowell picks up her fourth personal foul. Not near as many fouls called here in the third quarter as we saw in the first half. Three fouls in the half on Elm Creek, two on Pleasanton, and Boston will go to the line with 5 seconds remaining in the quarter to shoot a pair of free throws. And Haley's first free throw is on the way, no good. Back in is Alyssa Stubbs for Pleasanton. One more free throw coming up now for Boston. And there's just 5 seconds remaining in the quarter. We'll see if either team can get another shot away, depending on what happens on this free throw. On the way, and it's no good. Rebound to Aisha Burke right underneath the hoop. Gives it off to John. Shot is up. It won't go. And that takes us to the end of the third quarter of play. And after three, here in Pleasanton, it's Elm Creek 40, Pleasanton 22 on ESPN Radio.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See KappaGrains.com.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
We head to the fourth quarter of play here on ESPN Radio, and it's all Elm Creek right now. Both teams got out to a good start in the third quarter, but boy, it's been a long time since Pleasanton scored. Elm Creek got a couple of buckets over the last 3 minutes. And Pleasanton will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, trailing 40-22. They have only had three players score in the game. Sievert, 9. Rasmussen, 8. Bauer, 5. They get it down low to Aarons, and Aarons is going to have her shot blocked in there by Angela Berkey. And Elm Creek will come out of there with a basketball. Aisha Burke brings it into the front court, left side, fires it off to Berkey. Pleasanton has went to the man-to-man in the second half after playing zone in the first half. Not a whole lot of difference in the production. They did hold them to 10 points here. Free throw line jumper by Amanda Johns won't go. Ball falls into the hands of Sievert, her fifth rebound. Elm Creek continues to pressure in the backcourt. 22 turnovers so far for Pleasanton. Make it 23 as they try to force it down the floor, and it's taken away. Now Elm Creek runs the other way. Johns' runner will not go, and Sievert is already there for the rebound. Throws it behind the bucket to Kelly Bauer. Pleasant is going to have trouble getting the 10-second count here. Bauer throws it to Sievert, and a timeout's going to be taken by Pleasanton. Oh, we had a 10-second call, and then we got a timeout. The officials are going to decide it. That's got to be a timeout. It's just like a delay of game penalty in football. And the officials deciding what they want. It's going to be a timeout. Timeout going to be called by Pleasanton with 6:55 to go in the game. 40-22 Elm Creek. We'll be right back.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location in 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
6:55 remaining in our first ball game tonight, and Elm Creek has this one in control, leading it by a score of 40-22. Pleasanton just a couple of wins on the season, but they'll get another opportunity against a winless South Loup team here at home on Thursday. And then it's into the conference tournament, and only one more game after that at Loomis. So the season winding down, the home finale for Pleasanton is on Thursday. Good job here by the Bulldogs to break the press out of that timeout. And they'll get it down to Bauer. Her jumper won't go. It's out of bounds to Elm Creek. But Pleasanton looked like a 15-0 team bringing the ball up before that time. And Rasmussen to throw it in. Nicole underneath her own hoop. Looking into the left corner. Holding. Finally lobs it into Seaver, who had to go up and catch it. And then it's taken out of her hands by Berkey. And turnover number 24 for Pleasanton. Up the floor is Angela Berkey. Brings it across the timeline. Fires it right side to Haley Boston. Boston back up top to Amanda Johns. Left side, Berkey. Berkey one-on-one. Try to take Sievert to the bucket. And Sievert will cut her off. Now what's she going to do? Needs help. Out to Burke. Right now, somebody just needs to get a shot away. It's a lot of passing and a lot of turnovers. And there's a turnover on Elm Creek as the ball goes out of bounds. Their 13th of the ball game. Don't forget, when we're all done, the Misco Sports post-game show will give you all the final stats and then get you ready for the boys' game, which 8:15 tip time, probably at the earliest. As the press is broke, long pass down to Aaron. She'll drive, she'll shoot, she'll score. Mickey Aarons with her first bucket of the ball game as they throw over the top of the press, and it's 40-24 Elm Creek with 6 minutes to go in the game. Here comes Angela Berkey. Over on the left side, weak side, only player there is Haley Boston. Back up top to Whitney Hubbard. Right side jumper, Johns from 16, no good. Sievert will bring down her seventh rebound and find Kelly Bauer. Elm Creek drops back defensively. Bauer tries to get it into the front court to Pate. The ball knocked out of bounds by Elm Creek. Courtney Dowell re-enters the ball game here. And Bauer will check out. Four fouls on Dowell. On Elm Creek, you've got four on Danny Coons, three on Dyer and Johns, and Coons has just stayed on the bench since the first minute and a half of the third quarter when she got that fourth foul. Dowell with it here for Pleasanton, trying to get something going. Pates with it, a reach-in foul going to be called on Haley Boston. That is the one thing we can say, that the foul's significantly off here. Both teams were into the double bonus easily in the first half. And here that's just the fourth foul on Elm Creek. Pleasanton with only two, and Jackie Berkey checks back in for Elm Creek. Pleasanton ball, Rasmussen to throw it in front of her own bench. DePates in the baseline. She's trying to work on Berkey, then throws it into the paint, and it's knocked away. The steal is made by Amanda Johns. Up the floor comes Elm Creek, and they double dribble. So the teams exchange turnovers, and right back over to the Bulldogs it goes. This is Cake XPN Kearney, and you're also listening to ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug Duda with you here on this Friday night. Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on ESPN Radio. Sievert between the circles, gets it to Mickey Aarons. Now the cutter is Pate. She'll drive, put it up too strong that time. Good setup play, just couldn't make the bucket. And Amanda Johns has her fifth rebound. Burke down the middle of the floor here for Elm Creek. They have yet to score here in the fourth quarter, and we're 3 minutes in. But for Pleasanton, they've only scored one bucket, and now a foul away from the hoop. Going to be called on Pleasanton. It's going to go on Mallory Pates, her second, team's third, and Elm Creek will get it underneath their own hoop. They'll send Burke out into the corner here, throw it right underneath to Berkey. She almost wasn't expecting it, caught it, shot it, missed it, and the rebound brought down by Sievert, her eighth. So Pleasanton up the floor. Elm Creek's kind of letting them hang around here, and now a travel on the Bulldogs. Into the ball game for Elm Creek is going to be Angela Berkey with 4:38 remaining in our ball game. And the boys' game will follow. More basketball next week, too. We've got Kearney Catholic Gibbon on Tuesday. Tomorrow, Kearney Catholic plays at Gothenburg. The game is in Kearney on Tuesday. We'll see SEM and Amherst next Thursday on Classic Hits as the drive by Haley Boston takes her to the hoop. She'll put it up and in at the first points of the fourth quarter for Elm Creek. 42-24, they still lead it. Try to lob it into Rasmussen, and Burke got a hand on it. Knocked the basketball away. Into the front court come the Buffaloes. Jackie Berkey puts the runner up, no good. Follows it, got her own shot, put it up and in. Good hustle by the sophomore, Jackie Berkey, getting in there to score. 44-24 with 4 minutes to go in the game, and it looks like Coach Pates is going to start going deeper down her bench here with this one over on the scoreboard, and Pleasanton turning it over again for the 28th time. Here comes Amanda Johns in for Elm Creek, and into the ballgame for Pleasanton, Jenna Martin, Kayla Linden, Stubbs is in there, Kara Dowell is on the floor, and also Marina Royal. Ball comes down low, Berkey again scores. Jackie Berkey, back-to-back buckets for Elm Creek. 46-24. Up the floor with it. Here comes Dowell. It's Kara now in there for Pleasanton. Dumps it into the left-hand corner to Stubbs. Stubbs inside, and more of what we saw in the first quarter. Just take it into the paint, lean, and you're going to get the foul. And that's what Jenna Martin did. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul is going to be called on Aisha Burke. That's her first of the game. Two free throws now for Martin. The sophomore puts it up and off the iron, no good. And a second free throw. Michael Ford now starting to look down his bench. He'll be subbing here if this free throw goes in. And it does. So Jenna Martin hits the free throw and into the ball game now for Elm Creek. Let's pick up the numbers. Shelby Brown comes in wearing number 13, if you're listening in the gym. She's down on the JV roster. Wears number 13 here tonight. Staying in, Jackie Berkey. Also on the floor is going to be Kadra Brodine. Heidi Kanaki, who had the ball. And a foul called on Pleasanton. The fifth player out there, Danny Coons, actually re-entered the ball game. One of the original starters that got into foul trouble and hasn't got a chance to play much tonight. Foul was called on Royal, and it's going to be back into the hands of Elm Creek. Get it to the high post. Kanaki with it. Heidi looks for some help. Gets it out top to Brodine. Playing catch right side over to Brown. To Brown. Shelby into Kanaki. Down to the low block. Right side. No room. Kick it back out of the corner to Brown. 3 minutes to go in the game. Back in the paint to Coons. Coons has it taken out of her hands. And the steal is made by Stubbs. Up the floor comes Pleasanton. With it is Dowell. Dowell runs into traffic. Ball loose. People all over the floor. And a whistle. Looks like a foul will be called here on Elm Creek. And the foul will go on Shelby Brown. That is the sixth team foul. Now in for Elm Creek is going to be Hadley Dyer and Katie Meyer. With 2:43 to go, 46-25, Elm Creek. Pleasanton will throw it in to Dowell. Tries to get it down on the low block. Little up and under move, no good, but a foul will send Kayla Linden to the line. Meyer with her first foul. And Linden will shoot two. Kayla, the 5'6 sophomore, puts it up and in. Just a ton of sophomores on this roster and freshmen for Coach Pates. Free throw shooting, not that bad tonight for Pleasanton. They are 13 out of 22, and the second one goes in, and that'll make it 46-27. With 2:35 to go here in the ball game, the ball belongs to Elm Creek. Left wing Brown goes down into the corner to Kanaki. Kanaki back up top. Give the ball to Dyer. Shot it on the way. It's no good. Offensive rebound put up once. No good. Twice the foul. Katie Meyer looks like she'll be headed to the line to shoot a pair. The foul will be called on Kara Dowell. That'll be her first. So two free throws now coming up for the junior Katie Meyer. The first one is on the way. Off the front of the iron. No good. 2:20 remaining here in our game. 46-27. Elm Creek will go to 6-7. Second free throw is good, and Katie Meyer gets in the scorebook, 47-27. As we play out the string here at Pleasanton with 2:15 to go. Boys game will follow. Tip off around 8:20. And Pleasanton throws it away. The steal will be made by Dyer. Dyer headed to the other end, goes in for the layup, and scores. Hadley Dyer with her second bucket, and it's 49-27. Bulldogs with a little pressure in the backcourt. Kara Dowell, the freshman, gets around it, and our official calls a double dribble. And that brings us to turnover number 30 in the ball game here for Pleasanton. Misco Sports postgame show is coming your way when we're done. We'll give you all the numbers and get you ready for the boys' game. Off the inbounds play, drive to the right baseline. Hadley Dyer is left unguarded. She'll take it in and hit the five-footer. Back-to-back buckets for Dyer. And now Elm Creek starting to pull away even more here in the fourth quarter. 51-27. Up top, Pleasanton fires the three and hits it. Jenna Martin said, why not? And Martin shoots the first three-pointer of the half from either team and makes it 51-30. Inside Kanaki for Elm Creek. Too many white jerseys. It's knocked out of her hands. And then they call Pleasanton, saying that they didn't make a clear grasp of it. Call for a walk. So Elm Creek's going to hang on to the basketball here. With a minute 20 to go, 51-30 Buffaloes. And Elm Creek will throw it up top to Dyer. Dyer with the ball between the circles. Fires it down low. Kanaki caught. Shot. All around and out. No good. Ball loose on the floor. Going to get a jump. Arrow points the way of Elm Creek. 109 to go. Again for Elm Creek, they have one game before the conference tournament at Overton next Friday. Inbounds pass comes to Kanaki. Point blank shot up and in, and Heidi in the scorebook. And for Pleasanton, they host South Loop on Thursday, so a quiet week next week. And for some reason, Pleasanton has decided to call a timeout with 59 seconds remaining in the basketball game. 53-30, Elm Creek with the lead. We'll be right back on ESPN Radio.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Out of the Pleasanton timeout, trying to set a play up here, and we're going to get a travel call as Dowell getting bumped around there, couldn't keep her footing, and it goes back over to Elm Creek. 53 seconds to go, and it's 53-30. Elm Creek under a minute away from the victory. Here comes Dyer, drives in, takes the shot. It's no good, and out of bounds it goes. One of the Bulldogs got a hand on it. I think it was Kayla Linden. It was either Linden or Martin down there. And knocked it away, and it's going to be Bulldog basketball with 40 seconds to go. Elm Creek still trying to put some pressure on. Dowell gets by it, fires up a three, and hits it. Kara Dowell hits the three-pointer, 53-33. Back-to-back threes for Pleasanton as Kanaki at the other end. Blocked again down low. Again, that is by Linden. Elm Creek picks it back up, takes the shot, no good. 20 seconds to go. Ball being batted around. Dyer will grab it at the top of the circle. Get pushed on the right side, a foul that they had to call. And the foul is going to be called. No, I think they called the foul on Elm Creek. They're going to call the foul on Elm Creek, which at this point doesn't matter. So comes back over to Pleasanton with 10 seconds to go. Dowell into the front court. Just trying to get this one finished up. Ball loose on the floor. Picked back up there by Royal. Take it away. And that's the end of the ball game. So It wasn't pretty tonight, but Elm Creek is able to get enough done to survive this one and pick up their sixth win of the season. The final score, the Elm Creek Lady Buffs 53 and the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs 33. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show in a minute on ESPN Radio.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location at 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. Again, a thank you to Athletic Director Ricky Westland, Ron Wymore, all the fine folks here as we are ready for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Whether you need basketball, wrestling, track, baseball, and softball gear is already coming in with new styles of gloves and bats for 2011. They're all there for you. Check them out at Misco's, open 7 days a week. First off, for the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, here's how things broke down to the basketball game. They had 7 players score, but none of them got to double figures. Kelly Bauer, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Courtney Dowell, 4 rebounds. Kara Dowell hit a 3-pointer for her total. Nicole Rasmussen, 8 points, 6 rebounds. Mallory Pates, 3 rebounds. Mickey Ahrens, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Jenna Martin, 4 points. Alyssa Stubbs, 1 rebound. Brenna Siebert led Pleasanton tonight with 9 points, 8 rebounds. Kayla Linden, 2 points, 2 blocks. And Mariah Zwiener, 1 blocked shot. 16 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 10 of 16 in the first half, 4 of 7 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 6 in the first half, 2 of 2 in the second half, coming there kind of in the mop-up time late in the ball game. Turnovers the problem for Pleasanton, 15 in the first half, 17 in the second half. The Bulldogs had 15 points at halftime, scored 18 in the second half. Pleasanton finishes with 33 points, 27 rebounds, 14 out of 23 at the free throw line, 3 of 8 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, but 32 turnovers as Pleasanton falls to 2-13 on the season, and they will host a winless South Loup team next Thursday night. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for Elm Creek after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, here's a look at the final numbers for Elm Creek, where just about everybody was able to get in the scorebook here today. Whitney Hubbard, 2 points, 1 rebound. Jackie Berkey, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Haley Boston, 3 points, 7 rebounds. Amanda Johns, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Hadley Dyer, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Aisha Burke led the Buffaloes tonight with a game-high 14 points and 8 rebounds. Angela Berkey, 13 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Katie Meyer, 1 point, 3 rebounds. Danny Coons, 2 points, 3 rebounds. And Heidi Kanaki, 2 points. 19 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 12 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. Three-point shooting for Elm Creek, 1 of 5 in the first half. They did not attempt one in the second half. Turnovers, 7 in the first half and 8 in the second half. Elm Creek had 30 points at halftime, 23 in the second half, and the Buffaloes finished with 53 points, 36 rebounds, 8 out of 18 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 15 turnovers as Elm Creek improves to 6-7 on the season with a 53-33 win over Pleasanton. The Buffaloes will play at Overton 1 week from tonight. Then it's on to the conference tournament. And don't forget, Fort Kearney Conference Tournament semifinals and finals this year are at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. We'll have them all for you right here on ESPN Radio. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney. See them before the games begin. Little kids wrestling is underway, and they've got everything you need from the singlets to the headgear, the knee pads, the shoes. If you don't know what you need for your kids that are just starting out, that's why they're there to help you at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. We'll take about a 15-minute break. Tip-off for the boys' game is at 8:20. I'll be back along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns at that time to bring you 10-3 Pleasanton against 7-5 Elm Creek in a key FKC boys' contest. Until then, this is Doug Duda saying thanks for listening. Again, the final score in the girls' game, Elm Creek 53, Pleasanton 33.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperStation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperStation.com.
Who knew nature was calling you to vacation in Nebraska? Make plans today and gear up for an adventure.